the game the other night, he took a shot, like next to last play, got up a little bit slow, and so he's just sore today, and then just wanted to protect him, so he didn't throw.
Part of his body was it?
It's the rib area. It's his right side. Yeah, right side.
So now you've been able to watch the film. Is there anyone that stood out to you that you didn't particularly notice during the game?
One more time.
Now that you've been able to see the film, was there anyone that stood out to you?
Well, obviously that first unit only got three plays, so the execution was pretty good. You know, pretty good. We got the touchdown right there. You know, and really, we played so many guys. It wasn't like one guy. I mean, Jalen Watkins on defense had a chance for really played well. Had chances for a couple interceptions in the game, and Fletcher Cox had the sack fumble right there, the strip fumble on that, and but overall playing a lot of guys. You just want to get them all on tape and evaluate them. I just felt the guys worked really hard, all preparing themselves for that game and putting themselves in a position to show us what they had.
Are you concerned at all with the amount of drop passes from the receivers and tight ends in the game and again today?
Well, it's something obviously they got to continue to work on. You know, we set the jugs up after practice and we just keep firing away. You know, we keep firing away and it's a pride thing, but at the same time, at the end of the day, they know they have to catch the football in order to play for me and make the football team. So it's part of their job, but we just keep working at it every day.
Can you explain your logic of the way that you shuffled the offensive line? Is that
the logic?
Yeah.
Again, just I wanted to see Isaac at left guard with the ones. I wanted to see Allen at right tackle. Wanted to see Barrett Jones at center. It's that time of camp now where we start shuffling some guys around up front to just see where we're at and see guys play in multiple spots.
So obviously Allen played out of right tackle. Who are the other guys that you kind of foresee getting reps there with the possibility of Wayne being suspended?
Well, obviously, you got Big V sitting right there. Of course, Jason Peters on the left side. Matt, Tobin can play both sides, and he played well the other night. Limited reps, but again, it's a situation where this is the time, once you get kind of through that first game, you start shuffling your roster a little bit. I want to see different receivers in different spots, and then up front I want to see the combination of guys, particularly Isaac too, getting a chance to work with that first unit and go against our first D-line. I think is valuable experience for all those guys.
What did you see from Isaac on tape on Thursday night?
A guy that knows his assignments. He had a couple penalties in there, some false starts and things. He's just got to listen to the count. The quarterback cadence was a little different, but he's a guy that's really challenging to play. He's a young guy that, again, knows his assignments, good fundamentally, technician. Just again, want to put him in positions to where he can be successful and help us down the road.
Are you going to start now playing the other guys more in training camp?
Well, I want to just see guys at different spots, what happens if Jason Peters goes down during the regular season Kelsey goes down during the regular season? I just want to see different guys at those spots. And in order to do that, you got to take time now this week in camp to get that accomplished. So it's no different if Sam went down. I mean, Chase and Carson, next guy up, let's go play. And that's just the way that this week is going to be for us. It's going to be a time to find out who the combinations are going to be, especially once we get into that third week of training camp where we kind of treat it more like an in-season week.
You know what? We must have to proceed thinking that Lane Johnson will not be there. Is that one of the reasons maybe you have to start putting him down?
I think it would behoove me to have a plan. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and again, it just goes back to giving these guys an opportunity to get them on tape, to make the corrections now so that down the road we're prepared for it.
Doug, you said you take too many reps today. Is there something bothering him or holding him back in any way?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it was the next to the last play of the game. He got hit pretty hard, on the right side and stayed down on the ground for a while. Just sore. Bothered him to throw a little bit. He's fine. He'll get treatment on it, and he'll be back out tomorrow.
Doug, what did you see out of Reuben Randall in the first preseason game?
Reuben's a guy that's smart. He's another kid that's a veteran kid. He's a smart kid. you know, knows his assignment, knows his job. I wish we could have got him the football a little bit more. He, you know, he had the tough third down drop right there that would have been a big play for us. But he's grinding through. You know, he's grinding through and doing a nice job for us, and fully expect him to help us during the regular season.
Doug, is this the point in the preseason where you start to the quarterback reps aren't as even, and you start to understand more and more and more?
No, we're staying equal with all three.
Doug, Lane maintains that he didn't feel like that he did anything wrong in taking what he did, the supplement that he took. What can he do in terms of maintaining more responsibility to where, you know, you don't see, obviously, other players, you know, get caught like this? What could he have done differently, done better?
Listen, I don't get into all of that. I mean, you just got to be, by the end of the day, you just got to be smart with what you put in your body. Everybody's responsible for that. I'm responsible for what I put in my body, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, you just got to make good choices that way. And we just got to move forward day to day.
So just to clarify on Carson, he's sore. There's no injury there?
No, he's sore. Sore ribs. Yeah, sore ribs.
So he'll be able to play Thursday with that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry if you already answered this, but guys like Wendell Smallwood, Jenkins, all the guys, they were kind of limited today because they were just coming off.
The plan for all those guys was warm-up individual, a little group install, and then get them off the field, get them back in the training room.
As far as Smallwood is concerned, I mean, he's been out for like a week and a half and everything. I mean, is he pretty far behind now?
He went through some of those punt drills in the pre-practice era right after the team stretch, and it looked like he was moving around pretty good. I mean, you know, these guys are professional athletes, and you know, it's just a matter of his timing, you know, getting out there. But at the same time, he's doing a good job kind of fighting through that injury and putting himself in a position to be out here the next couple of days. He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. He was one of the same guys we had. You're talking about Brandon Brooks. Brandon Brooks, yes. He, again, the warm-up, the individual, he's fine. He'll be able to play. Again, just making sure everything's good and the arm is strong.
What's your plan for these next 2 days with a night practice tomorrow night and then the early morning of Monday?
Yeah, it's gonna be a great schedule for them. You know, it was warm today and the guys battled through it. I thought they actually came together and competed very well today and indoors this afternoon for the walkthrough, and then we do another walkthrough in the morning tomorrow, so they get some really good rest before we go over to the stadium back in pads. Quick little 2-hour practice, much like we did a couple weeks ago. And then we come out of pads on Monday, do a 10-10-10 and kind of clean some things up, and then back into pads on Tuesday, and we're getting ready for Pittsburgh.
Doug, I apologize if you already addressed this, but what do you like about Alan Barbold right now?
Oh, I love it. He's played there, number one. You know, more left tackle than right, but he's been there in the past, and I love his athleticism. He's a smart guy out there. And it's just some of these next couple of days, we just got to keep getting him some reps and getting him caught up. You know, he's one of the young guys we're keeping our eye on. He's doing a great job. He's working hard. Just got to keep detailing his work. But he's getting close, and he's pushing Dennis and those guys to getting some quality reps.
Two more guys. Two more.
You probably already addressed this, but the idea is to see Amala going in there and getting first team reps.
Yeah, it's just the combination thing we're trying this week. You know, just trying to see, you know, especially him with the first next to Kelsey, next to Peters, the communication there. He's really putting himself in a position to possibly play at that spot, if not rotate into that spot. So it was good to see him get some reps, not only today, but next couple of days.
If you look big picture, are you concerned about the offensive line at this point for the season?
You know what? I'm really not. I look back to our days in Kansas City, and we had a lot of injury there, and we were moving guys around, and we had a young left tackle early on, and you know, we made it work, and I'm looking for five tough, dirty, nasty guys that want to go out and just play football. You know, I don't care which five it is. We're going to find the best five and the right five, and I feel like we've got them here on the team.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.